Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Caleb Patterson, P2P Real Talk Midwest Muscle in the house. And this program is sponsored by P2P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. And if you're a drug-free athlete and looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals like what, Daz?
Like a Mack truck through ice cream.
Oh, it's so cute when you say that. Check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now let's talk. What's up, Daz? How you doing?
I am doing great. You know, I was trying to emulate the accent you had going there. I'm pretty sure I didn't hit the mark, but I was trying to be a good sport and tag on to that.
All right.
But I am doing great. You know, I have to say, if you guys haven't been checking out our Facebook pages, then you miss that. P4P Real Talk, Midwest Muscle, a.k.a. Kaylin and Desiree, had a very full weekend this weekend. We got the chance to spend some time with the girls over at the TBR Fitness and the Iowa Ninja Warrior program, where Kaylin made his man pole debut. So if you didn't see that, we have video evidence on the Midwest Muscle page. You can also probably find it on Kaylin's personal page and my personal page, so Kaylin Patterson, Desiree Fletcher. And just real quick, Kaylin, I mean, it's always ha-ha, he-he, funny, but it was actually a pretty decent workout. I mean, what did you think of your experience with just learning even just the few little stunts you did on the pole?
Yeah, you would say that. If you could reference that another way, I'd be more than happy. But it was a lot of fun, and I was not ready. The best way I can say it is I was really, really not ready because I had no idea all the upper core body work that has to happen just to begin. You know, people talk about, you know, all the other things they like to do. I said just the starter kit had me baffled. My body was just not ready for that kind of, for those kind of movements and that kind of muscle work. So even though I lift a lot of weight, there's a way to balance your body that I just was not, my body just not comprehended.
Oh, yeah. I always like to set it up that it's a lot harder than what it looks. But it
oh,
really
my goodness,
is a sport.
Yes.
And it is a legitimate sport, so just make sure we all understand that. But it really is a sport that anyone can get started in. So you don't have to be a bodybuilder like Kaylin, or you don't even really have to be super fit. If you're just looking to get fit and the traditional methods aren't appealing to you, pole fitness could be something that does, and it will build strength, and it will help you tone and all of those great
oh my
things.
Goodness, yeah.
And, you know, possibly even lose some weight in the process. So, anyway, an option there. Real quick, because we have an awesome guest tonight, so I want to make sure he gets as much time as possible. So, real quick, yeah, Mr. Sparks. But just a couple of things that I wanted to touch on. So, we know that P4P has tax-free shopping, and they also have free shipping on orders over $75 or more, all WADA-compliant products. But now, P4P is raising the bar yet once again, and they just announced a new program that JB, Joseph Bolton, one of the founders of P4P Muscle, is going to be talking about even more on tomorrow night's show because we are having a special Wednesday episode. But just as a little teaser, in 2017, at the end of each month, they will be randomly selecting a winner of P4P athletes, mind you, who can win money to help out with their competitive expenses. So we're going to get more details on this tomorrow, but yeah. So, yeah, and the pot starts at $50, but then the more athletes that participate, the more the pot grows. So check that out. So who knows how big it could be or how much money that could be back in the athlete's pockets here. But it's another exciting program. So JB is going to be on Real Talk with Kaylin and I tomorrow night. And then Joe Manning is going to be on our sister podcast with Melinda Spencer, Fit Talk with Melinda Spencer, on December 29th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you can't join us tomorrow, you can always download it, or you can check out Melinda and her podcast, Fit Talk with Melinda Spencer, December 29th, 8:30, and Joe Manning is going to be on that show with her. And with that, Mr. Patterson, I turn the floor over to introduce our guest.
Okay, once I'm not swinging around on a manhole, I'm actually talking to great individuals like the man that's about to be introduced. And, you know, we go way back. The first time I met this fella, he was actually beating one of my friends, Mike Newman, on stage, and he just basically had a package that was so dominant that it was basically him and then everybody else for that day, because it was just he just brought that kind of package. And I had never seen a bodybuilder, because you have to remember, like I said, I was brought into the bodybuilding community in the enhanced realm, and basically it was a lot of really big guys with not much height. So basically they had juiced themselves up to have, you know, a lot of width and muscle size, but they didn't have a lot of height. Most of them were 5'4", 5'5". So you see them in magazines and they look incredibly tall, but in reality they weren't. So when I saw this man, I was like, wow, that's a lot of muscle on a lot of man. So he's basically been just getting more and more adapted to his body, and of course his body's been responding in such a nice way, and now he's really massive. And if you remember, Des, Marcel had said, you know, this is just somebody you're not going to outmass, because he can carry so much. He's somebody you have to outlean to even have a competitive chance. So Terry, just introduce yourself and talk about your career, and let us know, you know, what's going on with you.
Oh, well, thanks for having me, guys. I'm Terry Stark, natural pro. You know, everybody knows I'm extremely compassionate about drug-free bodybuilding. This is basically what I live for. So thanks for having me on. So.
Not a problem. Now, how long have you been competing? And what – because I know, you preach natural bodybuilding, so it's not like you ever have thought about the alternative in spite of what people might think about your size and the mass you carry. Just let the natural community know that your body can be achieved naturally.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It just takes time, patience, consistency, and hard work. You know, not too many pros or amateurs or pros, for that matter, that are as tall as I am. I kind of checked out the competition, and most of the guys were pretty much shorter. You know, with me standing 6'4", it's actually harder, you know, because I'm kind of built like a basketball player, or I used to be built like a basketball player. So I had the mindset, well, let me try to pack as much mass and as much muscle on my frame to create the illusion that I literally dwarf the competition. You know, I'm not going to change the package that I'm bringing, you know. So let me start there. You know, I know the judges are looking for one thing, but the way I grew up, I was always ultra thin. So I'm going to keep on bringing the beef on stage. You know, regardless where they place me, I'll keep on bringing the beef. I'm happy with the look that I'm presenting. To God be the glory. So there you have it.
There you go. Amen. So when exactly did you start your bodybuilding career, and what was that progression like for you? I mean, how long did it take you to get to a place where your package earned you a pro status, and then how has it continued to progress over the years?
You know, in 2007, I did the Gateway Naturals. I think Shauna Myers was running that show, promoting it at the time, and I never really took it serious. It was just entertainment. I'll get up there. Didn't really diet, didn't really take my training serious. But somebody in the audience pulled me to the side and said, you know, it's too expensive just to be getting up here not taking this serious. So you need to start taking your craft serious. In 2008, you know, it's kind of when I really broke through. I said, okay, I'll take it a little bit more serious. So, you know, I was just barely missing the pro card. And it's one of those things. It's a very subjective sport. 2012, that was probably my best package. And, I mean, honestly, to God be the glory, I think I beat Team Gordon's athlete, Team Wilson's athlete. I may even beat one of Lane Norton's athletes. You know, it's just on that given day, whoever presents the best package, that's the one. So to get top honors, and I end up turning pro at the Natural Southern States, which was promoted by John and Becky Arnold. So just a lot of patience and hard work. It finally paid off. So praise God.
Now hold on. I got to hold you up on that one, because when you talk about the Natural Southern States Classic, that is not a
small
show.
That's a big show.
Yeah, that was a pretty big show. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was an extremely big show. So.
So that's not, I mean, like, for where I was standing, especially coming into that the natural bodybuilder community, these were the shows, you know, that unless you brought your best, don't show up. I mean, and this is what I heard. It's not something that was on any moniker, because everybody wants to compete. But these are the shows at that time where you could not go down there with a second or third rate package. These people were basically, you know, this is before we started the invites and everything else about shows. But these were some of the shows that I knew about. And the Rawlettes were the other ones where you just could not bring a low grade package expecting to even place in the top 15, because the groups were that big. So Terry, you know, when you say that you won, I mean, let's be honest, I appreciate your humbleness, but that's a very big show to win. So you had to go in there knowing you had to go with your best.
Yeah, well, you know, I brought my best package back then. But, you know, again, you just never really know what the judges are looking for. I went in there with the mindset, I was like, oh, I'm not going to win it. I'm just going to come, present my package, and have fun. And I couldn't believe I got it. I'm like, well, man, I got top honors. So, it happened to work out that day. So, how about that?
And we all love those days where it all comes together. That's for sure.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
You know what? And I'm usually more upbeat, but I'm just being honest with you guys. In natural bodybuilding, it's such a roller coaster. It's like, you know, you grind, and everybody grinds, but I grind. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how nobody else trains, but I'm training. I'm under 405. I'm squatting 500 pounds. I'm deadlifting 500 pounds for reps with no straps. I mean, I'm grinding. You know, I'm not a 5'4" athlete, whereas the weight has nowhere to travel. I'm 6'4". You know, so, you know, you just want to be, you always want to be judged fairly, and you want the best physique to win. And my thing is, and I'm glad you guys have me on this show, I just want to make sure we point this out. If we can have a judges meeting with all the judges on the East Coast, the West Coast, down South, just to make sure the judges are on the same page. It just seems like it's just inconsistent. I don't know. They're all over the place. It's like, what are you looking for? You know, so... You know, if I got to get down to maybe I need to get down to 150 pounds to win a show. I think that's what they, well, no, that'll never happen. But you know what I mean?
No.
It's like, what are they looking for? That's the question. You know, what are they looking for? It's, you know, are you judging on the total package? Is it somebody with the striated glutes who gets denied? I mean, what are you looking for? You know, I think it should be on the total package personally, but. Let's talk about that, Cato.
Well, yeah, that's because, you know, we had Melissa Johnson on the show recently, And, Dez, I'll let you go on that because you were more in depth with it.
Well, as Cameron was saying, we did have Melissa Johnson on the show recently, and she was talking about her new I Am Athlete Advocacy Program. And what you're talking about, Terry, is one of the main concerns that a lot of athletes are being vocal about, maybe not directly to the organization, but being vocal with Melissa as their voice with all of the organizations that they are looking for more consistency among judging. So there is no guesswork like what you've just pointed to as to what are the judges looking for, that there's solid criteria, that there is a means for the judges to be trained or briefed on that criteria, and they're judging to the criteria, not just to the best physique that happens to be on the stage. And even though you haven't said it, it sounds like this year, or maybe it's been multiple years, but you've been kind of battling this maybe in some of the shows that you've competed in.
Yeah, it's been a tough pill to swallow. You know, Ryan Franklin just posted a video of the Pro Elite World Championship, and I hadn't, you know, I really hadn't had a chance to look at it, but I got a lot of inboxes, and they say, well, what place did you get again? I said, all the judges gave me seventh. I honor their decision. I respect it. They're like, seventh? Did you look at the video? I'm like, I'm afraid to look at it. So I encourage everybody that's listening, go on Ryan E. Franklin or E. Franklin's page and look at the Pro Elite, and you tell me, you know, you tell me what are we looking for? You understand? It's just, what are we looking for? That's, you know, I'm just not going to change anything, guys. I'm sorry. I'm a beast. I don't go to the gym to be built like Bruce Lee to get on stage. That ain't happening. So if that's the look that they're going for, I'm in the wrong organization. I'm going to keep on training. I'm going to keep on bringing aesthetics and this traditional classic physique. I'm going to keep on standing up there dwarfing these guys. I mean, whatever it takes, I'm not going to change anything. And I'm just being honest, you know, and if that's the actual look that they're looking for, then I don't even expect to win. I just want to be judged fairly. That's all.
Yeah. And I think that's what Melissa was talking about, because there's like what you're willing to voice that so many people have been being silent about, and it is a major, major concern. But, you know, I think if you keep holding to what you do, and, you know, basically, because like I said, and this is something that Jason Kimon and I had talked about in the past, is that we don't want the men's bodybuilding to look like the men's physique, because that's supposed to be a different class.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, it's like, it just seems like it's shifting in a different direction. And my thing is, I used to always say, man, this is an interesting situation that we're dealing with. A lot of the great IFPA pros, for some reason, they go to the NPC, they go to or other organizations. I'm like, man, why are they not staying in the IFPA? So we got to figure out a way to keep athletes happy. You know, I don't want anybody giving me nothing, so I don't want anyone to misinterpret this. Don't give me anything. Just judge it fairly and accordingly. You understand what I'm saying? You know, if you don't know where the place is, just say, Terry, you stood out like a sore thumb on that stage. We don't know where to put you. Okay, I can accept that. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, just judge it fairly. Do the best you can to judge it fairly. That's all I'm asking. You know,
What you're touching on is the criteria, and if it's going to match up, then it should match up, like you're saying, all the time. And I think that's one of the biggest things. I've seen this, and, you know, like, well, let's go back a little bit, and I'll just reference my point so people can understand. I've seen the best-looking person on stage in the wrong class, and they don't win because they don't match up to the criteria. And then I've seen people, like I said, that look more men's physique that win the bodybuilding pro card. And I said, well, then we have to really address the criteria for where we're going, because and this is just something, like I said, I'm referencing my point so people can understand. I think people, for some reason, had gotten so afraid of the NPC and the look that basically Big meant maybe they would be questioned about being on something. And granted, we've had people that have failed. I've stood on stage with them that have cheated and were, you know, that size because they had cheated. But then you have somebody like you that looks the way you do, and it's a natural look, you know, there might be some fear or some drawback. And until we get an answer, these are the things that are well, okay, here's one we have right now. Terry, do you feel that you've been, I think that's supposed to be overlooked? Yeah, okay, overlooked by some of the
I feel in my heart of hearts that they're missing the total package element. You see what I'm saying? This isn't a booty contest. I don't care about having that. Judge on the total package criteria. That's all I'm saying. You know, you can't discredit somebody that's walking on stage with conditioning, phenomenal symmetry, muscularity, the total package. I mean, that it just seems like we're missing that. I don't know. You know, I don't even know what the future holds for me. If I would ever even step on stage again, you know, I'm just being honest with you. I'm always going to be drug free. I mean, that's in my heart, but what am I going to do next? I really don't know. I just, you know, once the judges figure out and get it right, then I may decide to come back. But until then, I'll sit down. It's just I grind too hard. You know, when I watch that video, this big old chest and this big old body, it's like, oh, come on now. Come on now. Seventh place? Oh, no. I haven't been vocal. I haven't said nothing. I'm not going to throw a hissy fit. But I'm letting you know, I wasn't happy with that outcome. A blind man can see I should have been in that top echelon. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, if you're looking for the smaller guys, then we don't know where to place you, Terry. You're too big. Okay, I get it. I'll sit down then. But now I'm not going to, you know, come in built like Bruce Lee to try to satisfy the judges. That's not Terry Stark. I go to the gym to be a monster, and I'm going to continuously compete in as a monster. Drug-free, of course.
Drug-free,
of course.
I would bring this out. Since we have so many classes, why not have the classic physique bodybuilding look for a natural heavyweight? Because we can't keep downsizing the competitors and expecting them to compete on the stage.
Kalen, I'm
going to
say this. I'm going to say this, and I'm not even going to mention this natural bodybuilder's name. But he touched on it perfectly. He said the judging on the East Coast is different than the judging in the Midwest. And I guarantee you this, he's one of the greatest of all time, but you'll never see him come to the Midwest to compete. Don't hold your breath on that. Yeah, take a guess who it is. Yeah, so it is what it is. I know, you know, it's just different, and it shouldn't be different. It should be a certain specific criteria all across the board.
I agree. So, and I have a question, though, and I'll address it to both you and Kalen both. We keep saying the judges, but is it really the judges or is it the organization because their criteria is gray? Is it the promoters because they don't prep their judges the way that they should prep? Or is it truly the judges? Or is it a combination of all three? I mean, where do you really start to fix this challenge? Where does it start?
Good question.
I think it needs to start with they really need to – I don't even think they know what they're – I don't know. I shouldn't even say that, but – the total package. I'm just going to keep saying that. Symmetry, muscularity, conditioning, presentation. Which athlete has the total package? I understand when you call a rear lat spread, you're looking at the glute tie-ins, the hamstrings, but look at the back, too. you are calling the relaxed bread. You know what I'm saying? Now, who has the total package that ties in with that pose? You know, it's I don't know. Maybe I should be a judge. Maybe I need to just be a judge because my vision is different. I want the athlete that has the total package. You know, we're just missing it for some reason. I mean, we're not getting it right. You know, when you walk out on stage and the first thing the judges do, everybody do a calf raise. Calf raise? Man, that should be a tiebreaker after you did all the mandatories and you can't figure out who's. You don't just walk out on stage and say do calf raises.
Good point.
Something's just not right, you know, and now I see, I'm like, why are IFPA pros jumping ship? Or we got to figure out a way to keep the athletes in the organization. You know, I've been loyal to the IFPA since I turned pro. If you look at my resume, I haven't competed nowhere. I've never competed in the PNBA. I haven't competed in the WNBF. The DFAC, you know, because I was trying to stay loyal to the IFPA. But if the judging criteria isn't consistent, then I might as well just see what the judges are doing in the other organization. You see what I mean? It's like, well, why not? It's like I'm not getting the fair shake. And again, I'm not complaining or nothing like that. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, let me jump in here for a minute because I don't want any of the listeners to think that you're just saying this is about me, because this is things you voiced when we've been either backstage or side stage and you've been seeing other people judged in shows and you didn't think they were placed fairly. So this is something that's been on your mind for years, not just this year. And
you,
I hope
you got
of our listeners are misunderstanding that.
Yeah. And again, maybe, I don't know. I don't even know if this is fair to say. Sometimes if a judge has walked that walk and been on stage, they know what it's like. You know what I'm saying? Versus somebody that's worked at Payless Shoes, say, okay, I passed the judge test. I'm going to be a judge. I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, bad anybody, but I don't know. There has to be a criteria. I don't know. It's just like we're just out of sync with judging on the total package, the total package, the total package. Who has the total package? And you know what? I get it, Kayla. I'm going to probably say some stuff that other pros won't say. But, again, I'm Terry Stark. I don't bite my tongue for nobody. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm gonna tell it like this. You know what? Before I go any further, let me give First Form a shout out. That's what I'm saying. Let's go, First Form. I thank you guys for standing behind me and believing in me and taking care of me. Much love. Greatly appreciated. Okay, go ahead, Caitlin. I just want to get that shout out going.
Okay.
Go ahead, Caitlin.
We got two questions. For you, one's from Betty McDaniel. She says, "Hey Terry, I was able to be in the audience at the Mayhem, and you are a large man. Okay, I hope that's in a healthy way. And I had you picked as one of my favorites. How did you feel you did in that show?"
You know
that
what?
You're talking about the Mayhem.
For the Mayhem, I didn't really watch the video, so I took it whereas I think I should have been in third place. You understand what I'm saying? I knew I wasn't at my best. So,
uh-huh.
It was kind of a warm up for the pro elite. So if the judges had me in third, that's probably where I should have been. I wasn't complaining about that show at all.
Uh-huh.
I was talking about the pro elite. I didn't like my place in there. Oh, yeah, I didn't like the place. I can't see me in seventh place. And it's like I just stood out like a sore thumb on that stage. I'm like, seventh place? Nah, something just wasn't right with that placing. You know, even though seven is my lucky number, I can't accept that. And I won't accept it. You know, I'm a winner. One of the expediters at that show told me, I don't even know his name. He said, man, you might as well stop pumping up. I don't care where the judges place you. You have, hands down, the best physique in this auditorium. I said, oh, man, I'm not going to win. He said, I promise you, you are going to win. Nah, I ain't going to win. I don't even think that far ahead because I know it's a subjective sport. He said, I said, but everybody looks great. He said, yeah, but look at you. I'm like, well, you know, as long as he was happy, people in the audience were happy, this was my best package. You know what? I was happy, but I do have feelings. You understand what I'm saying? And everybody that grinds, they have feelings as well. If you can't figure it out, you know, it's like, man, go over the poses again till you get it right. You know, but I don't know. I just that show just kind of put a sour taste in my mouth. And so my question
well,
as far
this,
as
this next question might not might take some of that sour taste out. It's from Gabriel. He says you have a lot of passion, and I can definitely hear it in your in the show. He listens to show line, and he wants to know what information he has to do if you are a trainer. Well, I know you are, but if you are a trainer. And how to get his information to you if he wants to start getting ready to compete.
Oh, yeah, have him inbox me on Facebook. We're getting ready for something. They ain't no big deal. Yeah, have him inbox me on Facebook, Terry Sarge. But look, okay, get back to this judging. We have to stay consistent all across the board. Whether you're on the East Coast, down south, Midwest, you could be in Antarctica. I don't care where you are. In Sweden, the judging criteria needs to be the same. Symmetry, conditioning, muscularity, presentation, judge on the total package. That's all I asked. It ain't that hard. Or maybe it is hard, you know. Maybe judging isn't as easy as I think it is. I probably need to be a judge so I can see what it's like. But I know the first thing I'm going to do is look for something.
Here's the thing. I really believe this. You know, there's much that needs to be addressed, especially with the criteria, because what you're saying, I've seen for myself personally. The way to start that, last thing, because like Dad was asking, where do we start as a foundation? And in order to start, you have to basically realize the easiest fix right now. I mean, not the best fix, but the easiest start to fix it. And I have to always go back to what Kimmy Arnone did the year when she was basically helping John Hansen with his show. And she basically had pictures of a first place back, like Terry was saying. If we're going to do an overall package and a total package, what does first place look like in this class? And, you know, it's a lot of painstaking work that she did. And, I mean, it was a lot of sleepless nights that she, had to do. But she wanted that show to run well, and she wanted the judges to know what a first place back looked like. So if you basically have a picture of a back in front of you, what back on stage matches up to the back on this picture? And what
and that's how it should be done for every class.
Yes.
For every class.
Right.
Yes. But she was doing it in a way that's an easy fix and one everybody can understand because, like I said, there's people that don't really understand bikini as compared to figure, and they say, well, this is a great-looking competitor on stage, but it doesn't match the criteria for the class on stage. So then that person cannot win. I don't care how good they look. I think that's what Terry's saying. If we're saying this is a criteria, then it should be across the board. Because if this is the organization, that's the product of the organization. You can't have Kellogg's Rice Krispies in General Mills because it's just not going to match up. And so, if you know, I can understand the organization having their own criteria, But I can't understand a promoter and a judge having different criteria from the organization that wrote the criteria. It has to match
and
up.
They should.
And if what wins, and if what's first place in the mayhem should have to be the first, or any other minor show. I mean, let's say, okay, we don't have to go big and pro. If this is what matches up, it should be consistently across the board. I mean, I don't care how good that person looks. If they're in the wrong class, too bad, because, you know, that's either on the coach or the competitor. But you can't keep beating somebody. It's almost, I always used to reference to Shaquille O'Neal. When he came into the NBA, I said, no matter what, he's going to be the best guy every year. And they said, well, we can't keep giving him player of the year because then nobody else is going to want to compete. And I said, well, then they're not competitive.
Wow.
Because that's
wow.
what it comes down to.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
and
I mean,
think you answered my question.
Mm-hmm.
In that it needs to start at the organization level, and they need to be crystal clear, not ambiguous, because whatever information the judges have, the competitor should be able to find the same exact information so they can prep their physique to what the criteria
yep.
is. And have confidence that they are going in with the right package. And so it has to start at the organization, and then it has to be properly filtered down, but it has to be made clear to everyone and not just the judges.
Yes.
I agree. Yeah, it's always a tough subject to talk about because, you know, I never want to make anyone feel you know, like they're not doing a good job. And there's no disrespect that I'm trying to apply to the judging panel. You know what? You guys did what you had to do. I get it. I just didn't agree with it. You understand what I'm saying? I don't care how long you've been judging. I think you missed it. You dropped the ball. You didn't judge it on the total package. And it is what it is. You know, I don't know. I still can't wrap my head around it. I'm like, I could have just got up there and did the Shirley Temple dance. It's like, man, look at seven plays. Oh, no, I don't accept that, you know, and I'm a winner. You know what I'm saying? You can keep that seven plays. And I'm not a sore loser. I just know I grind it. You know what I'm saying? I want to be judged fairly. Place me where I should be. That's all I'm saying. You know what, I tell you what, everybody that's listening, let's go to R.E. Franklin. Let's go to his page and watch the video. Let's just see. Maybe I should have been last place. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm wrong. But let's just watch the video. And let's see,
yeah.
you know, if the judge has got it right. Yeah, let's do that. R.E. Franklin on Facebook. Let's go watch the
right.
Pro Elite World Championship.
This is for some of the people that know you. I think it's from Missouri. And they're asking about when you – oh, I know what they're talking about, the Dexter Jackson. When he won, how happy you got. Do you remember that?
Hold on, Caleb, hold on. Let me put my charge in my phone.
Okay.
Okay, say it one more time.
For Dexter Jackson, how happy you were when he won?
For Dexter Jackson?
Maybe they gave me the wrong name. It's one of your clients.
Oh, Dexter Taylor. Dexter Taylor.
Okay,
yeah,
there
yeah,
we
yeah.
go.
Yeah, Dexter
okay.
Taylor.
Well, they got his name wrong. Sorry about that, Dex.
It's all good. Yeah.
So but
well,
the question
I'm happy
is,
with,
does he remember,
what?
And why was he so excited?
Well, I'm always happy when somebody's hard work is paying off. You know, and again, I understand this is a subjective sport. Let's put that out in the forefront. I just personally feel that the criteria needs to be addressed. It just seems like it's not consistent across the board. You know, and I understand if one judge – has an athlete in second place and the other one has him in seventh place, something's not right with that. with that equation. You know, it should be very close across the board. That's all I'm saying. You know, it just should be close across the board. You know, and another thing, I don't think, and I know athletes are scared to bring this up, but I'm Terry Starks. I ain't scared. If you have a client in the show, you shouldn't be judging that client. You know, I just think you're going to be biased toward your client. You know, so that's just another thing I think needs to be addressed. You know,
yeah.
I mean, if I'm a judge and Kaylin, you're my client, and it's close between you and Dick Van Dyke or somebody, I don't know. Naturally, I'm going to give you the nod. You see what I'm saying? It's like, I just don't think – I think if you have an athlete in the show, you shouldn't be allowed to be on that judging panel. So I know that's going to really ruffle some feathers, but, oh, well, it is what it is. So.
Yeah. Now, we definitely have – you've already given your shout-out to First Form, but I know there's a lot of people that support you and are in your corner. So this is the time we give to give that shout out, and so you can thank your supporters and all the people that help you be Terry Starks.
You know what? Thank you, Kaylin. I appreciate the love. Yeah, I want to thank everybody that just stands behind me. You know, I just love natural bodybuilding, and sometimes when you're competing, your emotions can run a little high. You know, so that's why I have to kind of step away from the stage for a little bit and focus on my loved ones and family members. I definitely want to give First Form another shout out. They have been very, very, very supportive. You know, I want to give my mentor, thank God for him, he's kept me sane, Mr. Marshall Johnson. If it weren't for him, boy, I'd have probably busted a head gasket a long time ago. Who else I want to thank? Man, Lawrence Gordon for riding with me. That's my ace in the hole. Oh, Leif Anderson. I want to give him a shout-out. I have to say this. This was probably one of the highlights of my year. His show is extremely well-ran. I think this is probably the best pro show I've ever competed in. His show, and then Keith Hunter runs a phenomenal show in St. Louis. Phenomenal show. I mean, Keith is all about the athletes, but Leif Anderson, Keith Hunter, phenomenal promoters, and I definitely want to make sure they get their, you know, they get their just due. So we just got to, you know, just pray that the judging criteria, they can stay consistent across the board. That's just the key. You know, and I don't want to offend anybody by saying that. If I do, I apologize. It is what it is. I'm not the only athlete that feels that way. Trust me. I've talked to quite a few of them. You know, they just won't voice their opinion. I'll voice it for them. The judging criteria needs to be the same across the board. I'll say it again. You know, watch that video on R.E. Franklin's Facebook page, and you're going to be like, okay, now I see what Terry's talking about. It's like, well, it's just we're missing it. We're missing the total package. All right, go ahead, Kaylin. I'm sorry.
Beth?
Hey, Terry, we just want to say thank you for joining us on the show tonight. And, you know, you've been very refreshing, eye-opening. We appreciate your very real talk that you've shared with
thank you,
us.
Thank you.
And,
very real.
I personally hope you take a little time to bring things into perspective and that we do see you back again. I would hate to see you walk away altogether. I think you still have a lot to offer. So we'll be checking back in with you and see how things are going.
All right. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me. You guys stay blessed.
Hey, you too. Good night.
Talk to you.
So I guess I'm having a little regroup moment. definitely a lot of passion, but he is right about one thing. The views that he's expressing are not his alone.
That's right.
There are many out there who feel similarly.
Well, no, because I'm not going to put names out there. We don't want to bury anybody without them being able to defend themselves. But I've been backstage where a promoter himself looked at the call and said, I don't agree with that. And it has to be, like you're saying, we can't keep heaping all the pressure into one area, but we do have to basically facilitate a way to fix it. And I think that's the issue, because everyone understands there's a problem, but the solution seems to be escaping us. And like I said, I think Kimmy had the best idea ever, because when she said it, I said, how can you go wrong if this is the criteria of the organization and this is what they deem to be first place? Why isn't that being shown as what first place should look like? And I said, it all made sense to me then. It still makes sense to me now. And I don't see how it can go wrong, because, you know, when you talk about a muscle belly, you know, in America, I've learned in plenty of classrooms where you have people that nod their head and have no clue what's being said or what's being addressed. They're just nodding their head. They don't want to be the dummy in the room. And this has filtered down in all parts of society. So why should natural bodybuilding be, you know, exempt? Because, what, we're natural bodybuilding? There's going to be people that say, yeah, I understand, and they have no idea what they're talking about. And that's, like I said, I'm not name calling. I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. I'm saying this is how it happened, but we don't want it to go any further, because we have a great sport, and there's great people, and there's great passionate individuals that I just love to death, and I don't want to see it die off of basically being things not being addressed.
That's true, and I think that goes across the board. I don't want our listeners to hear this show and then pigeonhole all of whatever they view as maybe challenges with the sport to hang it up all on judging, because that's not fair either. You know, like anything, there's always room to improve. And as long as I continue to see that that's what the sport and the organizations and the promoters and the athletes all as one are striving to do, then we're going to be okay. But everyone has to take responsibility for their role in it and just keep working towards progress. So we know what the issue is. We hear it time and time again. I would like to see more energy put to finding what that solution is. And it can't be a head-in-the-sand approach, definitely not from an organizational standpoint or from a promoter standpoint. That onus is on them, really, to figure out what the criteria is, make it clear, make sure it's clear to the judges. Now, if that's crystal clear and the judges still don't perform, then again, I look back at the organization to make sure that they're training the judges the way that they should be trained. And I understand a lot of this is volunteer. I understand that. There's a lot of individuals out there who just love the sport, and they're donating their time because they love the sport. So I you know, it's a double-edged sword. As an athlete, I totally understand what he's saying. He does. But I also understand that these judges are human too, and they love this. They're doing what they can. But I also agree that to really understand that perspective of the judge, you should be a judge, because that opens your eyes entirely to a whole different view of what's being looked at.
Agreed. And, you know, and on Terry's behalf, I love that he brought up the fact that he's in competitive mode and maybe he might not be looking at it correctly. And I can be witness to two times where I was on stage and I thought I looked a certain way, and then I saw the pictures and I was like, you know, they had it right. And I was glad I kept my mouth shut. I was glad I didn't say anything stupid, because I was wrong. And as much as I disagreed at the time of the call, I definitely saw the pictures and realized, yes, I was not where I thought I was at the time of the competition. So we do have, you know, like you said, there's a lot of parameters. There's a lot of things we need to look at. But doing things foolishly and out of basically just crying, it won't work. And like he was saying, we got to find a way. And like you were asking, then what is the way? And I think that's the biggest thing. All right, we realize that something's wrong. We understand that something's wrong. Okay, everybody understands something's wrong. But you don't just look at a busted TV and sit there and wait for something to happen, or maybe a channel to come in if we sit here long enough. No, you got to call a repairman. And I think that's what you're talking about right now. Well, who's the repairman? How do we fix this? And, you know, going in next year, how do we make this better? And I think that's every promoter. I think that's every competitor. I think everybody's trying to get better next year. But if we're not setting the criteria to match where we're going, then nothing improves. Because if fifth place isn't really fifth place, then we still haven't addressed the issue.
No, we haven't. And I think the flip side of that, too, is you don't quit. If you truly have a passion, if you're truly an advocate for change, okay, you've been shortchanged and it was real, then that should be all the more drive to keep going to make sure that that doesn't continue to happen. And you know, I'm not directing that at Terry per se, but, you know, anybody who just got fed up with it and threw their arms in the air and said, you know what, I'm moving on, I'm moving to NPC, I'm done competing, or I'm this, that, or the next thing.
Yeah, well, okay, here's a good example, and it's piggybacking what you're saying, because you know how hurt I was when I found out that the guy that I'd basically been sharing so much time of my personal life with had been cheating the whole time and using pro hormones.
Yeah,
that hurt
devastated.
Yeah, it hurt me a great deal, and it really wore down my spirit, because I said, this is somebody that I broke bread with. And, you know, this is something we talk about. It much as we talk about natural bodybuilding and being natural athletes, when you live it, it's a part of your everyday life. I said, you know, there's not too many parts of the day where I won't be talking about God. There's not too many parts of the day I won't be talking about family. There's not too many parts of the day I won't be talking about gym. Because these are the things that consume me. And I'm not saying it's consuming me in a bad way. It's consuming me in a very positive way. But these are the things that filter out of my mouth some part of the day, all day, every day. And when you find out everything that person was talking was just a flat-out lie, sharing your life of truth and they're living a lie, piggybacking your truth, basically making you look like a liar along with them. And that was a tough spot to be, because I said, how many people will listen to the show? How many people will not want to stay natural? How many people will not want to do the things that we had driven them to do simply because he lied the whole time he was doing it? And that really wore me out mentally, because I wanted people to be so positive and so elated and so happy about natural bodybuilding. And this guy was just basically doing it to win a trophy. And that's something that we all have to look back on and say, all right, either I quit and people fall off and stop because this guy cheated, or I basically become an even harder champion for natural bodybuilding and push harder and do more to show that people like that do exist in everything we do, but they don't have to be every part of the aspect of natural bodybuilding. And I think that's where you're going with this, because if we quit, then we're no better than the person that's doing wrong.
Exactly. I mean, I couldn't have said it better. It was an example that I had in mind. I don't even think I had an example in mind, but I'm glad that you shared that, because that is exactly what I was thinking. You know, as we've seen so many times, you know, you need to be the change that you want to see made.
Yes.
And that's how it works 100% of the time. So.
And I know you.
So
work,
I mean, tonight's show it was fiery for sure, but it was good.
Yes.
It was good, and I enjoyed the real talk. I mean, that's what we are. We're real talk. Again, we're live, so we don't ever really know what we're going to get. But when we get it, we try to roll with it the best that we can. And at a minimum, I hope that nothing we do is ever to diminish the sport of natural building, bodybuilding. We always want to build it up.
Hold on, Dan.
Go ahead.
This is a question for you. You had to tell him to go watch the second video. Did Kaylin try anything else off camera that we didn't see on camera?
Love it. I love it. So to finish my thought real quick about the other topic, we hope you at least learned and took away that we need all of you guys to help us make positive change for the longevity of the sport. So that's my parting thought on that topic. I am happy to transition to Manfold. And Kalen, actually, he tried more stunts on camera than he actually practiced off camera. And his practice was minimal. They showed him a few things, and he was ready to just jump in and try it. Although the inverted move that he did, I was a little disappointed. There's a leg spread that was supposed to be at the bottom of that inverted move. He did not do the leg spread. He went inverted, but he cheated. He did not complete. So, and I will tell you this, we have another natural bodybuilding pro that wants to come back and do a man pull part two with Kalen somewhere in the future. So we are working to see if we can get that coordinated.
There will be a part two.
See if we can get some more sophisticated stunts in there. But I will have to ask, for all you guys who saw the video, what did you think of his squealing in the video? I was like, I didn't know he could make sounds like that. But I think it's
okay,
totally added.
Three messages right now. Deliverance. Oh, the movie Deliverance. Oh, you sick guys. You're all sick.
But no, guys,
you're
for real.
Sick.
I mean, Kalen, and if you didn't watch the video where he's doing the monkey bars, I mean, Kalen got his workout in for sure, and it was a whole different set of muscles, totally different rules to strength. And I have to give him props that he was such a good sport through it all. He completed it all. He did it with a smile and, you know, just had a lot of fun. It was a great demonstration. He was so nervous all week, just so nervous about going there and, you know, all of the, I guess, stereotypes running through his head about pole and then man pole and all of that together. But you did a great job, KP, so I was very happy that you did your demonstration.
Well, thank you. And I have one more story before we end this show. And it's so funny because it was so close to Manpole. When I was driving back to Illinois, you know, of course, I got to get gas fill-ups and everything. And just so happened that I was going to a single spot bathroom at a gas station, and there was a fella that was not used to the American way of bathrooms and actually wanted to follow me in there when I was going. So it was really, really awkward as I was going in, because I was thinking in my head, did this guy watch our video? But he just didn't understand the concept of single-use bathrooms. He thought, you know, there's a toilet and there's a urinal, so let's get in there. And, yeah, that was kind of funny.
Oh, that's very funny. So, and I, you know, we're going to try and plan some more adventures where we can meet with some of our guests and give you guys more insights as to what they have going on in their parts
of
the world.
Yeah, and okay.
So,
Terry Starks has sent me the address to his home gym, if we're ever down there, so we have that too.
Okay, well, why don't you go ahead and just share that with our listeners? I know we have the one that was very interested in finding him. Please do inbox him at Terry Starks, but if you're in the area and you at least want to check out his gym, where can they go, Kalen?
Okay, hold on. Let me call it up, because I don't want it to disappear on me. Okay, it's 225 O'Fallon Plaza, O'Fallon, Missouri, 63366, and they're open from 5 a.m. to 12 a.m. And don't go between 9 and 12 on Saturdays, or you won't get a piece of equipment. Wow.
There you go.
That's
great tips. Great tips there.
Yeah, that's pretty
descriptive. And just real quickly, it is. Real quickly before we are off air here this Thursday, please do tune in. We've got NGA Bikini Pro Jenny Chatima is joining us, and we're going to be talking real people, real life situations, and addiction. So that's a show that is going to be worth your time to tune into there. So on behalf of myself, Kalen Patterson, real
Wednesday.
Quick, snickerdoodle.
Wednesday.
Wednesday, that's right. Wednesday, JB. Thursday, Jenny Chatima. Okay, hashtag snickerdoodle, Kalen.
Yes, snickerdoodle. Hey, quit buying so much, guys. I still need mine.
You guys are muscling in on his snickerdoodle territory. So on behalf of myself, Kalen Patterson, JB, Joe Manning, and Chad and the P4P Muscle Crew, your body's a temple. So let's build it.
With snickerdoodle.